growing up, traditions in my family were sort of unconventional. That had to do with the fact that my parents' respective religious beliefs were not clearly defined. We did something I used to call Jewish Christmas. Jewish Christmas is all the trappings of normal American Christmas. You just pretend like Jesus isn't a part of it. If anybody mentioned Jesus during Christmas, my mother would inevitably respond with, "We're not doing it for Jesus, we're doing it for family." My mother's a Reisterstown Jew, lost her parents young, and I think she lost her practice along with it. But she did fall in love with the silver screen. I think the movies really shaped her ideas of what, you know, a family could be or what Christmas could be. My father was a whole other can of worms. He was a Glen Burnie boy, born Catholic, but I think he lost his religion about the time he found drugs and a guitar. He was a real fun, entertaining, engaging person to be around, but I'd characterize him more as like a third child for my mother to raise than an adult. So there wasn't a lot of guidance in my house about the respective religions, but there was a lot of choice. I think I was about 9 or 10, and they asked me, "Jewel, you want to be Jewish or you want to be Catholic?" I didn't know much. I knew that Judaism was passed down your mother's side. And I like that Star of David my mother wore a whole lot better than the cross with the dead guy hanging off it. So I picked Team Jew. And I still sort of identify culturally as that. They did ask my brother, he was only 5, and it was sort of a joke. They said, "Joey, you want to be Jewish or you want to be Catholic?" And I'll never forget. He was real thoughtful, and real definitively, he said, "I want to be Mexican." I think that's a fair response when you ask a 5-year-old. And serendipitously, like, he did learn Spanish working as a busboy in a Mexican restaurant. So, it was really up to my mom to make Jewish Christmas a thing, and she was dogged. She was going to make it happen. So every year, we would go out, pick up a Christmas tree, and my father come along for that so he could load it up in the car and put it in the tree stand, and then he would sneak off to smoke a doobie with the neighbors, bring his guitar, and he might disappear for the rest of the night. And my mother would go get out her Jesus-free decorations. There's a lot of, like, you know, snowflakes and snowmen and Santas, who also observes Jewish Christmas. And she would string the lights around the tree, and she would string the garland. And then she would say, "All right, is anybody going to help me?" And my brother and I might stand up for a few minutes and put a few ornaments on the tree, but we weren't much help. And so after some time, she would do what she does every day of her life. She would start talking to herself. It would start out innocent enough. It would go, "Oh, shit, I dropped one." And then it went on with, "What the fuck am I doing this for? I'm supposed to be Jewish. What kind of asshole is over here decorating a tree?" That's what happens when you marry a Catholic. And so my brother and I would be watching some movie in the background, and it was something about, like, that sound of her constantly murmuring, and then, like, you know, "It's a Wonderful Life" or "Miracle on 34th Street" or something like that. And it was just like that sound together became like a warm blanket. Like, that was the tradition, you know, for better or for worse. So then you fast forward 15 or 20 years, and I'm up in Montreal, and I catch me a nice French-Canadian boy. I'll bring him back. So he's raised Catholic light, and we travel the world together, and I try living in Montreal, and they didn't like my Baltimore French up there. It didn't sound real good. "Comment allez-vous?" So I lure him here to Baltimore, right? I'm going to get this boy back. And so I bring him here. It's our first year here. We're living in a little apartment in Charles Village. And I think, I'm going to go get him a Christmas tree. He's going to really like that. So I go get myself a Christmas tree, and I put the lights on, and I put the garland. I start to put the ornaments, and I turn around and say, "Baby, you want to help me with the tree?" And he's sitting there with his philosophy book or something, you know, and he says in his very ATN way, like, "No, I don't feel for Christmas." That pissed me off. I'm not like a real physical person when I get angry, but I did smack the shit out of that tree. I knocked it over and I sort of ran off to our room so I could, I don't know, whatever, cry or just feel sorry for myself. I'm sitting there for a minute and I think, bitch, ain't nobody picking that tree up but you. So I pull myself together. I'll pick a tree up. I start putting the ornaments on there. And I can hear my inner dialogue coming out. What the fuck am I doing this for? I don't even know. I'm supposed to be Jewish. I don't know. Mother told me not to marry a Catholic. And the circle was complete. You know, nowadays, I'm still with him. I kept him here. And we have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, and you better believe my ass is out there the day after Thanksgiving making everybody go get a Jewish Christmas tree. And my religion's still pretty undefined, but my traditions are defined by the people I love and the people I spend them with. So thank you so much.